Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Good morning. Welcome to the fourth and final hour of our get-together. We call the 9 o'clock stretch, and we do. We actually do stretch in the studio. Let me do a couple of yoga poses for you. That's called the achy back.
You're going to get stuck there, Bob.
This one called a crick in the neck.
You're going to get stuck. I'm just telling you.
Okay. It's like your mom told you, don't make that face. It'll get frozen like that.
I'm sure you heard that more
than
once.
Do you think it ever happened in the history of mankind?
But do you want to take that chance? So you're saying there's a chance?
No, we didn't. Okay. We never. No. Now, if your mom said it, you said, well, it could be. It's a possibility there's something to it. She's probably making it up. But yeah, I don't want to take any chance.
No.
It'd be just my luck.
You'd be the one.
Because I get caught doing everything else. So, anyway, it is 9:07. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Let's check up and see how Hurricane Imelda is doing. Yes, if you haven't been listening lately, Imelda did turn into a hurricane this morning. And 75-mile-an-hour sustained winds. But really the best news is the movement is northeast at 7 miles an hour. So beginning to make that turn, she should continue to turn a little bit more and then head out into the open ocean and not be a threat to mainland U.S. Of course, if you're on the coast, on the maybe even part of the Georgia coast, might pick up a little bit. South Carolina, but not much. The Florida East Coast really going to get a little bit of erosion. Other than that, we're in good shape. And we, you know, knock on wood or whatever you do, it's been a pretty good year in terms of not a lot of hurricane activity and not a lot making landfall. And that's fine. And we'll just be very happy with that and happy that Radiant Credit Union helped to give us this tropical weather update. We'll keep an eye on Imelda just in case. You know, she might have left a pair of shoes back in West Palm, you know, when she was visiting Trump. It's an old joke. Imelda Marcos, look it up, children. My goodness, I can't do everything for you. Trump, however, is trying to do everything. 20-point Gaza peace plan. You know, number one, knock it off. That was number one on the peace plan. That was directly to Hamas. Knock it off. No, seriously, they got a peace plan. Netanyahu is, he's all in. All the parties involved are in, except Hamas. They haven't given it the green light yet. It would be, well, in their best interest to do that. But, you know, the people that really call the shots for Hamas, what do you think they're like living in Gaza in a burned out basement or something?
Not so much.
Give me a break.
Not so much.
They're living like the very, very wealthy people that they've become through Hamas.
Yeah.
And money and contributions and all that and NGOs and all that. Oh, yeah. They're scarfing that right off the top. Not like a little off the top, like all of it off the top. So, yeah, they're living in, you know, I don't know, Yemen and other places.
Yep.
Living literally like kings. While they watch the people get slaughtered, they don't care.
Yeah.
Because that's how they make their money. If the Palestinians and the Israelis got along, there wouldn't be need for Hamas. Hamas creates, you need us because we're going to protect you. against the nasty Jews, and we're going to wipe them out so this whole territory can be yours and all that. But what ends up, your life is a living hell.
Kind of reminds you of the Democrat Party these days.
Ooh, not that bad, Greg.
Close.
That's kind of, you're getting into the name calling.
I just used the D word, Democrat.
Yeah, but I was referring to Hamas, a terrorist organization.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wrong okay. one. I totally misunderstood what you were saying.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Back to Imelda. If the shoe fits.
Yes.
This guy, I just can't believe we keep talking about this Mom Donnie guy.
It
makes you never to want to go to New York, not just because this bozo will destroy the city and turn it upside down, but because if the people are that stupid, I don't really want to be around them.
No, because if that's what they want for themselves, what are they going to want for you while you're there visiting?
Yeah.
No.
President Donald Trump, actually it was yesterday, he weighed in on the mayoral candidate Zoran Mamdani following Mayor Eric Adams' exit from the race, adding to a series of exchanges with the Democrat socialist frontrunner. In a post on Truth Social, Trump wrote, "Self-proclaimed New York City communist Zoran Mamdani, who is running for mayor, will prove to be one of the best things to ever happen to our great Republican Party. He's going to have problems with Washington like no mayor in the history of our once great city. Remember, he needs the money from me as president in order to fulfill all of his fake communist promises. He won't be getting any of it. So what's the point of voting for him? This ideology has failed always for thousands of years. It will fail again, and that's guaranteed, President DJT."
Nice.
Wow. Well done.
Yep.
What do you call that? It's not it's the anti-endorsement?
Yeah.
What's the word for that? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Good. I'm glad he needs to make people aware, and every little bit helps. So let's hope that's true. Oh, Trump is winning again. Gosh, mm-hmm. My lefty friends, I feel so bad for them. You know, convert. Come to the light.
Yes.
Life is so much happier over here. They're all so miserable.
They think
it's the end of democracy and this authoritarian's going to take over and all that. Oh, let go of those chains that hold you down and that brainwashing. Come to the light, brothers and sisters.
I like it.
Come to the winning side. Don't you want to win? All right. President Donald Trump has signed settlement papers that will require YouTube to pay $24.5 million. It's all because they suspended the president's account back in January of 2021. Uh-huh.
Nice.
Yeah, $24.5 million. Trump got a brand new tattoo. Did I tell you about Trump's new tattoo?
No, I guess I missed that.
Pay up, sucka.
Oh, I
like it. He got that from Jesse James.
Did he?
That was his idea.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Pay up, sucka. Washington Post reported that the Google-owned website was directed to put $22 million out of the settlement money toward helping construct a new White House ballroom. Trump's already taken the money.
There you go.
And giving it back to the people.
As he always does. Yes.
While the remaining amount will go to a handful of other plaintiffs who accused YouTube of censoring them, per the outlet, quote, "The settlement underscores how much social platforms have changed their approach to moderation under Trump's second presidency." Yep. YouTube and other companies previously banned content that claimed Trump had won the 2020 election or told people to mistrust coronavirus vaccines, but the companies largely rescinded those policies as Trump ran for election for president again. These people. We told them. How many years ago? 2015? 2016?
Yep.
This guy's the real deal. He's listening to us, the people. Oh, this guy, he's crazy. He says that people are spying on him.
They were.
Yeah?
Yeah, they were. Obama, yeah.
Is he going to secure the borders? He did. Then he had to come back and do it again.
Yeah.
Do you people ever learn? Not my people.
Those people.
Those people. Secret Service on duty. Busted a guy. I'll tell you what he was doing, but I can tell you this. This I know for sure. He wasn't on a roof. They haven't figured that one out yet.
Yeah.
9:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't call it the Department of War. Don't name me the Secretary of War if you don't mean it. Pete Hegseth. I think he means it. It is 9:21 on the Bob Rose Show. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And here is the Secretary of War.
From this moment forward, the only mission of the newly restored Department of War is this. War fighting. Preparing for war and preparing to win. Unrelenting and uncompromising in that pursuit.
Yeah. Oh, and he means it. And he got a lot. He dug in a lot more than just that.
Since waging war is so costly in blood and treasure, we owe our republic a military that will win any war we choose or any war that is thrust upon us. Should our enemies choose foolishly to challenge us, they will be crushed.
He's ending the war on warriors. He declared an end to that. The leftist betrayal of our warriors, emphasizing a return to meritocracy and core military principles. He's doing away with wokeness and DEI. Yep, he was very explicit in it. And he said any distraction from the primary mission. Yep. High standards. Yep. The definitions of toxic leadership, bullying, hazing, arguing that those terms have been weaponized and bastardized to hinder leaders from enforcing standards. He insisted on uncompromising, gender neutral and merit based standards. And he criticized fat generals.
Yeah.
He stated that the era of the unprofessional appearance is over, criticized overweight service members and generals as a bad look. He also announced the end of most exceptions to shaving standards. He called them beardos. It depends on the situation to me.
No, I agree.
You know, if you can grow a real Good beard. It looked tough.
Yep.
Like some of the Navy SEALs.
Oh, they rock it.
Hey.
They rock it. Yes. That I think that should be an exception.
Yeah.
You got some scribbly hunk of thing that looks like a wet cat.
I think if you're deployed to a combat zone, you can do away with that shaving thing. That's my opinion.
Yeah.
But look, Hegseth, he wants everything tightened up.
I like it. We need it.
Yeah.
Why haven't we done this before?
And you know what? It's only going to draw more people, and it's going to draw the right people.
Yes.
The warriors.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not the dudes who want to wear dresses. No, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's not the look we're looking for.
Some kind of college cash, go mow a lawn.
Yeah.
This military apparatus is not going to make things easy.
It's for the tough guys.
They're going to make you better.
Yep.
And that requires a lot of hard work. So, good. Getting back to it.
Well, because we've lowered standards just to get people in. You've let all this kind of stuff just... rot the image of our military, and it's just wrong.
Absolutely agree with that. And look, Hegseth, numbers were turning around immediately with Trump getting elected, but when they appointed Hegseth, that definitely was the right call.
Yeah.
And the numbers are coming back big time. I mean, you can imagine under Sleepy Joe, and really the Afghanistan thing had to be the withdrawal that was so... And I mean, he had his handprints all over that.
Yep.
That was awful.
He did what he wanted to do, not what he was told was the right thing to do. Exactly.
Right.
Thanks, Joe.
Grow up great warriors. Great warriors learn. The greatest warriors will be seasoned, and you put them in positions where you can trust them when the issues come to war. You can utilize their experience and expertise, and that's the way it should be done.
Remember, was it Obama? You had to get permission to shoot. I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, multiple situations where literally it's like, oh, don't want to do that. I mean,
can you imagine your commander-in-chief calls you Marine Corps?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Showed what he thought about them. Our corpsmen. What?
And as educated as he is, he never came across that word. That's odd in itself, isn't it?
You'd have thought Mike would have straightened him out or something.
Hey, Secret Service was you busy. No, still not looking at the roof lines, I guess. But taking care of fences, anyway.
Okay.
U.S. Secret Service on Monday arrested a man allegedly attempting to scale the White House fence while President Donald Trump was in residence. Oh, that's
not good.
That's not allowed at all. A photo shared online showed a man wearing a blazer, blue-tinted sunglasses, as authorities escorted him away in handcuffs. Blue-tinted sunglasses? I have to say, the guy might have pretty good taste.
Well, you saw those TV commercials, a scene on TV, those blue blockers. That's probably
those are blue blockers. These are blue-tinted.
Oh,
like a light
that is
blue
different.
Tint.
Those are yellow, aren't they?
Yeah.
Ugly things.
A U.S. Secret Service spokesperson said that the man was arrested by agents for unlawful entry. Yep, and then they give you the official blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. According to the Daily Mail, the trespass occurred as a group of protesters in Washington, D.C. railed against the visit of the Israeli Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu. Remains unknown if the man posed any threat to President Trump. And the last serious breach of the White House security occurred during the Biden administration in 2023 when 19-year-old Cy Kangela crashed a U-Haul truck into a security fence. A Nazi flag was recovered from the vehicle, and he later told investigators he intended to kill then-President Joe Biden. Yep. There's some people out there that aren't completely balanced. Nope. What do we got here? Approaching 9:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Coming up. Things that make you smile. It's about 15 minutes away. Brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and my dentist, Dr. Samantha Annis. So hang in there for that. More headlines on the way. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, my friends.
Wow, you're practicing for NPR?
Wakey, wakey. I hope you're up by now, you hippies.
Yeah.
You retired bums. Come on, be productive.
Are you talking the duck pond?
Yeah, no, I just mean it with love. You
oh,
know.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, everybody in the duck pond's tuned in.
Oh, yeah.
We have number one ratings despite the fact that, yeah, probably not.
No.
Nah. 9:37 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Good morning and welcome. Little rabbit foo foo hopping through the forest. Remember that one?
Yeah, I do.
Well, that's going to be the halftime entertainment for the Super Bowl. Did you hear that? Little rabbit foo foo hopping through.
I think you got the wrong rabbit.
Now, this popping one, you on the head.
This one may be a wascally rabbit. I'm
popping
not sure.
You on the head. Oh, yeah. Rascally rabbit.
Wascally rabbit. Yep.
I like that. Is that who's appearing?
Well, close.
Bad Bunny. You heard me right.
Yeah.
The act or person, whatever they are.
It's a person.
Appearing as the headliner, the main entertainment, and one of the most watched spectacles on television, period, in the world.
Yep.
Is going to be Bad Bunny. Bad Bunny.
Wow.
Yeah. Bad Bunny doesn't really like America, especially under Trump rule.
No, he does not.
No, he's afraid that if he has a concert, which apparently he's performed quite a bit here.
Mm-hmm.
He's from Puerto Rico. And what do they call his music? Kind of a trap?
Something trap.
Kind of trap?
I have no idea.
That rap trap? Why don't you shut your yap trap? You know, like our president. Bad Bunny's a bad choice for the Super Bowl halftime performance, according to the New York Post, not simply because the Puerto Rican rapper's politically driven touring choices are incompatible with someone being awarded one of the most prestigious perches of American culture, or because his songs aren't in English. Ruh-roh. What are they going to do about that?
I don't know. Well, we'll just read the bottom of the screen, I guess.
Okay.
Actually, I won't, but yeah.
But have you heard his auto-tune racket masquerading as music?
Ooh.
Why can't anyone sing or rap without the assistance of computers these days?
Wow.
I can already see the mute button in my future. This is by Kristen Fleming, like I said, of the Post. Beyond the offensive tunes, however, the performer, whose real name is Benito Antonio Martinez Ocasio, is taking flack for his hypocrisy. He's proudly accepting the splashy high-profile gig at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara. after explicitly declining to play on the United States mainland for his current tour in protest of President Trump's immigration policies and ICE enforcement. I guess when they told him, hey, Santa Clara's like so close to San Francisco, it's not even like part of regular America. You know?
Okay.
Maybe that's how they talked him into it.
Yeah.
Latinos and Puerto Ricans of the United States could also travel to Puerto Rico or any part of the world, he told ID Magazine. There was the issue of, like, blanking ICE could be outside. And it's something that we were talking about and very concerned about.
Ooh.
But the choice certainly feels like a watershed moment now for the National Football League and perhaps a middle finger from Jay-Z to traditional fans. That's kind of how it feels to me. Right? They're basically, the Rock Nation mogul was given the keys to produce the iconic Super Bowl halftime show in 2019 to appease those in the growing social justice movement that was consuming sports whole during the Great Awakening, or Awokening, I guess you'd call it.
Ooh, I like that, the Awokening.
Yeah.
Because they all woke.
Most of his choices, which have been a mix of hip-hop and R&B, achieve the goal of appealing to a broad swath of Americans, especially non-football fans, who see the music, not the pigskin, as the main event. At last year's Super Bowl in New Orleans, however, he tapped rapper Kendrick Lamar, who was most definitely a subversive and a very niche selection. And this year would have killed them to take, like, a Zach Bryan or even Taylor Swift. Right? Map. Maybe Jay-Z has his agenda. But for the league, the dominant reason to cast Bad Bunny is its appetite for global expansion, which it's taken on with the aggression and speed of a cocaine-fueled Lawrence Taylor in his prime. Good reference there. You get points for that.
Mm-hmm.
What started years ago, as a handful of games being played in London, has mushroomed into an international project rivaling the reach of the United Nations. International matchups for the NFL taking place in Germany, the UK, Ireland, Brazil, and Madrid, with more distant lands on tap next season. So, yeah, I get it. They're out to expand.
Is that what the entertainment of the Super Bowl is about? I mean, how about you just take care of the fans that are there, that are paying big money to be there, and the people that are, you know, watching from around the world, literally. Give them what they want. It doesn't have to be trying to... Your job is not to expand our horizons in musical, you know, variety. That's not your job. It's the entertainment show.
Yeah. Look, they're trying to spread their... The NFL, they're trying to spread it around the world. American style football, and they want to have the financial ties to all of it. And so maybe they think from some marketing perspective that this is the way to go. It reminds me of, remember where your bread is buttered. Remember your base. Remember the people that got you to where you're at. And yes, you want to expand, but at what cost? Are you going to lose your hardcore fans, generational fans that have been with you? That, you know, it's slowly but surely, you know, the Kaepernick thing and, you know, the taking a knee and all that. I know that cost them viewers, and then some straggled back. But every time it's like you don't really appreciate the consumers that you already have. And it's like anything else. It's always harder to find a new audience than to super serve the audience that got you there.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that whoever they are, the powers that be, I guess the owners vote on some of this stuff. I'm not sure.
Because you got Jay-Z's company. You've got people that are part of the NFL. It is a multi thing, but you know Jay-Z's company is kind of the one, I guess, that leads the charge. So.
I don't know. Maybe they should have, whatever city wins the previous Super Bowl gets to choose the entertainment they want.
Ooh, that could be interesting.
I don't know. I'm just throwing out ideas.
Are you saying it couldn't be worse?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's possible.
Yeah, you could throw. Yeah, yeah, you could throw anything against the wall, see what sticks, and probably come out better than what Jay-Z has done recently. I don't know. It does seem like he's going a little bit out of his way. I mean, somebody who you know has made it clear he doesn't like the Trump administration. Why would you want to put an entertainer like that? Why would you want to do that? You're doing it. The only reason I can think of is because you have your own political agenda. All right, let's go to the Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And Pat, you're on the air.
Hey, what could go wrong, guys? A homosexual Puerto Rican that wears a dress and sings in Spanish at the Super Bowl? Sounds like a wonderful time to me.
Wow. Well, there's the whole thing kind of encapsulated in one little sentence right there.
But, you know, I say what you want. Apparently,
yeah,
he doesn't wear a bunny suit, which I thought would be a given.
Well, that might be more entertaining for some folks. Kids might like it. Although, then you got that whole furry thing, and that's a whole other story.
So.
I don't know.
Yeah,
it just gets weirder all the time.
Yeah.
Can we just not be weird? How about, you know, I mean, because you've got, yeah, I guess it started with Austin, you know, keep Austin weird. And then, you know, you've got places like, you know, Asheville, North Carolina, and you got, you know, your Portlands. They all want weird. Gainesville, they want to be the next Portland or Asheville or whatever. Can't we just not be weird in America?
Well, okay, that weird, that kind of movement,
yes.
That's now, no offense, that's kind of long gone. That's gone the way of, like, craft beer. Instead, the agenda is, it's not weird. Look at this. This is weird. Look at this. This is normal.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Now, they'll still say the
so
weird
we're
T-shirt.
Both, we're both right.
Yeah, they're still selling the T-shirts.
We're both right.
But
it's to normalize what
weirdness.
We used to call, or some of us still do, weird.
It is weird.
But, yeah, it's to normalize it.
I like the way you're thinking there.
That's why they call me the Deacon of Knowledge. That's why they call me.
Oh, that's corny.
Yeah. I get it.
Okay.
You have to listen to the overnight show, folks, and I know.
Uh-huh.
Some of you have to sleep sometimes.
Yeah.
But we're awake and coming to work at that hour. 9:47 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. It's your turn. Upbeat positive thoughts you want to share with us. We call it Things That Make You Smile. Brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and my dentist, Dr. Samantha Annis. Call now. 877-975-9825. Good morning. Welcome. Time for Things That Make You Smile, Upbeat Positive Thoughts you share with us. Brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and my dentist, Dr. Samantha Annis. 877-975-9825. Call in now. And this should be interesting. Betsy, what's making you smile?
You make me smile and going shopping with Sue this morning and listening to your show. Woo!
Wow. It sounds like it's going to cost me. She did say the S word, shopping, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, at least one of us is smiling. All right. No, have fun, baby.
Yeah.
Let's go to Mark. Good morning. What's making you smile?
Good morning, Bob and Greg. You beat me to the chase again. What's making me smile is your coverage of the Super Bowl halftime featuring Bad Bunny. At least now, under all that, we can revert the halftime show to an opportunity to... you know, refill your beverage of choice, hit the mute button, and then go to the bathroom and then whoop up some grub for the second half. So excellent coverage. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no, you're welcome. Is it the same time, the Puppy Bowl, do they do that at halftime? Is it is that timed for that?
Because I know we've had a lot of folks talking about that, who doesn't love puppies? Come on.
And you could always like DVR something, and then during halftime you just go over to what you have DVR'd. For maybe actual real entertainment.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Or, you know, really, if you want to make it kind of interesting, find whatever was your favorite halftime show in the past, look that up, and watch that one again. Now it's real entertainment.
Probably this band right here.
He's got his Rolling Stone shirt on.
There you go.
Yeah?
Yeah. They're still at it, man.
You know, aren't they amazing?
Yes.
They're just going to live
really
forever,
are.
Most of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
All right.
Yeah, you're out of time.
Ready for the smoking gun?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
Well, it's coming up next, the smoking gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for the smoking gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Oh, Secretary of War Pete Hegseth, man, he knocked it out of the park with a great speech to the generals and to the admirals, talking about woke, talking about ending diversity efforts, raising physical fitness standards, grooming standards, getting rid of toxic leadership, talked about the rules of engagement. And then he specifically criticized overweight military leaders, stating that it was unacceptable to see fat generals and admirals in the halls of the Pentagon. And that, ladies and gentlemen, definitely is your smoking gun. While they're smoking ribs at the Pentagon now. Yep. Brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe day. See ya.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.